This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Former U.S. President Donald Trump arrived in Florida on Tuesday after being charged with falsifying business records earlier in the day in New York City. Trump pleaded not guilty to 34 felony counts of falsifying business records in a history-making moment for the United States. He was indicted last week and is the first sitting or former president to face criminal charges. In his first social media post since his arraignment at a Manhattan court on Tuesday, the former U.S. president wrote on his Truth Social platform that, quote, "the hearing was shocking to many in that they had no surprises and therefore no case. Virtually every legal pundit has said that there is no case here. There was nothing done illegally." Prosecutors in Manhattan allege that Trump, the first sitting or former president to face criminal charges, falsified those business records to conceal a violation of election laws during his successful 2016 presidential campaign. At a news conference, Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg confirmed that the former president had made his appearance in court.
Earlier this afternoon, Donald Trump was arraigned on a New York Supreme Court indictment, returned by a Manhattan grand jury, on 34 felony counts of falsifying business records in the first degree.
VOA's New York Bureau Chief Igor Tsiyanyamka said when pro- and anti-Trump activists gathered outside the building where the proceedings were taking place, things got tense.
And especially when Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene, who organized this protest, arrived to speak in the park in front of the courthouse, there were several physical scuffles. I cannot call them fights, but hands and shirts were grabbed, and the police had to get involved.
Trump is soon to make comments at a rally back in Florida at his Mar-a-Lago residence. This is VOA News. French President Emmanuel Macron and European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen arrive in China Wednesday for a three-day state visit aimed at discussing trade, human rights, and especially Ukraine with President Xi Jinping amid ever closer ties between Beijing and Moscow. This will be Macron's first trip to China since 2019 and von der Leyen's first as head of the European Union's executive arm. Analysts and officials have downplayed expectations for any major outcome, though the two leaders will likely prod China to limit its support for Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Finland on Tuesday officially became the 31st member of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, more commonly known as NATO. VOA's Jeff Custer has more.
NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg presented the documents of accession to Finnish Foreign Minister Pekka Haavisto during a ceremony at NATO headquarters in Brussels, as U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken looked on. Finland's President Sauli Niinisto was also on hand. Stoltenberg said Finland is joining NATO at a time when there's a great deal of global uncertainty.
At times like this, friends and allies are more important than ever, and Finland now has the strongest friends and allies in the world.
Shortly after, the Finnish flag was raised for the first time outside NATO headquarters, and Foreign Minister Haavisto took part in his first ever NATO meeting. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
In an interview with Reuters News Service, Microsoft co-founder Bill Gates said recent calls to pause the development of artificial intelligence will not solve the challenges ahead. Gates's first public comments on the subject were these, since an open letter published last week sparked a debate about the future of the technology. Reuters correspondent Francis McGuire has more.
Last month, Elon Musk and more than 1,000 AI experts demanded an urgent pause in the development of systems they called more powerful than OpenAI's new GPT-4. They argued the risks and benefits to society needed to be assessed. But Gates said it would be better to focus on how best to use developments in AI. He also said it was hard to understand how a pause could work globally. Gates argued there were clearly huge benefits, but they needed to identify what he called tricky areas. Gates also believes AI can be used to help reduce some of the world's worst inequalities. ChatGPT can hold human-like conversation, compose songs, and summarize lengthy documents. Microsoft has sought to outpace rivals through multi-billion dollar investments in ChatGPT owner OpenAI.
That's Reuters correspondent Francis McGuire reporting. More news on our website, voanews.com. From Washington, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.